Good morning. Thank you, Dr. Zamboni. Thank you for allowing me to share my experiences. Dr. Zamboni asked me to describe my early experience with CCSVI. In October 2009, a patient that I did not know appealed by email to over 200 interventionalists in the East Coast of the United States asking for help. Three people responded, but I was the only one that took the challenge. I did my first treatment at the end of December, and then after that, I did two patients per week for about 3 months. I have almost 40 years experience in interventional radiology, and I believe at the end of the first 20 patients, I was only beginning to feel confident in my ability with this treatment. And after those first 20 patients, I stopped doing the procedure and submitted my protocol to the institutional review board. And hopefully, last night I was given approval, but I don't know yet. I wanted to share my early experience, and one was a technical, one was sort of the art of the imaging, and the third was the personal relationships with the patients. I found that there are very few doctors who were supporting the research, and more doctors objected to the research. And the patients are very desperate because the patients believe in this procedure. The technical component is a device that goes inside the vein and sends sound energy against the wall of the vein. And from the inside, we get a view of the vein that we don't get any other way. And my experience is that Dr. Zamboni's hypothesis is undeniable. These are the view of the vein from the inside. And on the left, you see the vein large. And on the right, you see the vein very narrow. Sometimes you see the valve of the vein is unable to open. And from the inside, it is very clear that this is abnormal. There's no question. Another problem that occurs is when we use alternate diagnostic tests like the MR venogram, there are many areas that look narrow. And unfortunately, in one complication, probably was in the treatment of a narrowing that was a normal narrowing. The blue represents narrowing of normal. And on the venogram, with the contrast media in the surgery, you can see the narrowing of the vein. But the real narrowing that Dr. Zamboni describes is here by the yellow one. Here is another patient with a very narrow vein, but when the patient takes a deep breath and more blood flows into the vein swells into a normal appearance. So you see, we preserve this vein and we put no risk to the patient by treating something that is transiently narrow, but is really normal. This is a very important observation. Sometimes in the center of the vein, there are tissues that divide the vein in two. This is not normal. And here one more. This looks like a very good vein. Very nice diameter. But in the iris, the vein is narrow by another vein pressing on it. So you see, the real narrowing is to this point. And the other vein hides it. Even Dr. Zamboni thought it was normal. The second observation was in the heart. The ascites vein is very commonly involved with the disease and responds very well to the balloon dilatation. But the view that many people perform when they do the diagnostic venogram is difficult. It's not the right view. It doesn't show the vein in its most elegant way. So by the simple maneuver of changing the angle of the X-ray beam, we turn this into this. And then the valves would sit in the middle of the vein. The vein looks very large, but all the blood must flow through this narrow channel. I believe by incorporating these two methods of technology and art to the growing methodology of this treatment will show that the incidence of CCSVI is even higher than we believe. The third component is the by interaction with the patients. When the first patient invited me to help her, I knew nothing about multiple sclerosis. After reading about the disease and reading Dr. Zamboni's works, I became impassioned for this disease. But I didn't really understand the patients. I didn't understand them as people. So I went to the internet to read what the patients were saying about CCSVI. The one that I use is called thisismS.com. And as I read what the patients said to each other, I realized that they didn't understand CCSVI. They were saying to each other this was a very dangerous surgery. They heard from other doctors that this was highly risky, that they could die from this procedure, that they could have terrible infections. They didn't know the difference between an artery and a vein. So I decided that I would have to join a community and talk to them. And I created a forum for them called Dr. Sclafani Answers Some Questions. In 11 weeks, 148,000 people, or times, people have read what I have taught them. Between 13 and 14,000 per week. On this forum, the most read item is on CCSVI. They want to know about Canada, Poland, India, Mexico, Costa Rica, anywhere they can go to find out how to be treated, because they can't get treated in the United States or in Canada. The patients, trust me, they know more about CCSVI now than most physicians. They are activists. If I need advice, if I need assistance in my research, they do the research for me. If I want to make a survey, they write the survey for me. They are programmers, they are engineers, they are CEOs, and they want to be involved in this treatment. In my 40-year career, this is the best thing that has ever happened in my whole career. I personally was prepared to retire next year, but after reading Paolo's work and meeting the patients, I will not retire any longer. So I spoke to the patients online last night, and they wanted to give their greetings to you. They wanted to thank you for your efforts, and the people on the internet that are saying these messages to me are from Europe, Asia, North America, mostly that's it. But they really, really appreciate what you're doing in ways that I can't express as well as they can. So they, from them, I thank you. And now they're looking for more advice, and more direction, and more research.